This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Widespread environmental destruction, catastrophic climate change, imperialist wars, intergenerational poverty, ongoing colonization and neoliberal exploitation, systemic racism, sexism and queerphobia, housing crisis, living cost crisis, mental health crisis. There are a host of interconnected social justice issues that we as individuals and society are facing at this moment in time. While these issues may seem overwhelming, we do have it within our power to affect change. I'm Duke McLeod, welcoming you to Revolution Radio, where we talk about current news and issues, forwarding radical ideas and sustainable solutions. Let's talk politics and change the world. Kia ora, good morning everybody out there. Welcome to this very special episode of Revolution Radio. It's very special because it is my last episode. Oh my god, I am gonna stop being your host here at Revolution Radio and move on to new adventures. Spinning yarns with Duke and Sian at Radio 1. You might have heard about it. Please come and follow me there and Sian over there. We'll keep talking about radical politics and sustainability issues. Yeah, I'm not going to waste too much time of my 26 minutes, though, for this very last episode. There's so much to go over, and I do have a very beautiful guest as well, a very special guest who's back, was in here before, local famous artist, poet, being beautiful, creative person, Kyra Speaks. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming back to celebrate this last episode with me today.
Yeah, see it out with a bang.
Exactly. So before we get into today's topic, though, which will be beautiful, I just want to check in with everybody, how people are doing. I'm trying to keep a straight face. I couldn't. The queen is dead, okay? The monarchy could also die. I am, as you might know, not a big fan of royalism, monarchy. I prefer very different kind of ways to organize society. I find it very unfathomable what's happening, actually, in terms of people's reactions. And I don't know. That's just a side note, maybe. Let's just question the idea that some people, just because they are born in a certain family, deserve the right to rule over millions of people and deserve to have millions of dollars, billions of dollars, of which they don't need to pay taxes either. Did you know that? No inheritance tax for the new king, keeping all the wealth there.
Can I just say, like, I heard someone, like, close to me saying, oh, she was such a selfless woman, what a life of service. And I'm like, what's your definition of selfless and service?
Please,
like,
yeah.
What about, like, people in Kenya with their Momo movement for freedom, you know, and people who experience so much genocide and theft, and there's been nothing to acknowledge that or make any amends or repair. I mean, it's repulsive. It's completely abhorrent.
It is crazy. It is abhorrent, I agree. What's your definition of service? Definitely not being a ruler. Literally having a queen overhead means you are the servant.
But I mean, that's the way the frame and narrative gets twisted entirely, so that people believe that people who are hoarding and stealing are serving people somehow. What?
Yeah,
It's absurd.
Yeah, let's return all of the treasures that's been stolen from the colonies, and maybe that's the way to move forwards. And transition Aotearoa to a beautiful socialist republic. Let's keep that corridor going.
I mean, you can use your own terms.
Whatever kind of republic, or not republic. But there's a conversation really going on, and I'm really happy that that conversation is happening about constitutional transformation. This is not the episode for that. There might be something.
Let's talk about the trees.
Exactly.
I didn't sign up for this. Let's talk about trees.
Let's get to today's topic.
So much more life-affirming.
Yes. What are we talking today about, Kara? We're talking about trees.
Just that appreciation and connection and taking time to be with trees. I mean, I'm into poetry, and, like, it's no coincidence that tree is at the end of poetry, because I think some of the most divine inspiration comes from really taking that time to be with the trees and breathe with them. I mean, they're the inverse of our lungs. Like, how epic is that? You know, like, if you're struggling with your breathing and your lung health and like with, you know, air quality, air pollution, all this stuff that's messing with health of people and other living beings, I mean, spending time with the trees or even just with the flax, like the air quality of what those trees are emitting in terms of oils and different things, it is so refreshing, nourishing and healing. And also inspiring for creativity. That's what I really find. Some of the songs and poems and raps that I'm most happy with or flow most easefully, you know, I've always got a mihi to the rākau, the trees, and also like the presence of whether it's tui or kereru, you know, the manu, the birds really holding it down and bringing that life force. And I was so blessed to be able to share this space with them. And I think by and large, they deserve a lot better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I just want to point out what an amazing example of, a revolutionary mindset and revolutionary change of attitudes you embody, right? This whole connection with nature that you're just describing and drawing from nature, connecting with nature to engage in poetry and art. And your work is so, inspirational and, dare say, sacred in a way. Just beautiful example of how things could be very different in the world.
They already are, if that's the frequency you embody. Like, we don't have to postpone it to some deferred future that's like hopefully coming. It's like you can literally be in that, create that now.
The future is now. The revolution is now. We are the revolution, is that what you're saying? I would agree with that.
Something like that. So the first poem I want to share just flows on well from the mihi, the acknowledgements and gratitude to the trees and also the birds together. I wrote this in amongst flax bushes and kōwhai tree, and with the tui just right in my direct line of sight, just sharing their presence. And so this poem came very easily as a result of that good energy. And it's called Fear Not the Great Ra Set. Ra being the sun, of course. Did you give your power away? Some do it every day. Your energy, your life force, leeching, wash away. Have you kept your energy firm, staunch in your own standing? You can take your power back as a bird gracefully landing. A reunion, a returning. Are you careful with your cravings, aware of your own yearning? Are you careful with your spirit, your mind, your soul, your heart? Can you remember your own knowing you've had since before the start? Do you honour your own guidance, tune to your own intuition? Or can you be distracted, misled by deceptive magicians? Are you rooted in your strength, clear in your own vision? Can you trace, direct your path with arrow-like precision? Do you listen to yourself, know your own inner voice? Unswayed by external structures, can you make your own choice? Are you firm, clear in your dreams? Have the courage to create, the wisdom to discern, persist and collaborate? Can you channel from your feelings, alchemize in order to make? And do you do it for yourself, for love, or someone else's sake? Are you living in balance, honouring your rhythm, knowing how to give and take and make your own decisions? Are you open to receive, to see with nuance and with wisdom? Are you open to reflect and hold loosely of beliefs? Can you cultivate your peace and nurture harmony? Do you hear the birds sing to you, feel water's serenity? Are you tending to your garden? Are you still open to love, despite the poison and the fire, still gentle and lighthearted? Did you give your power away? I'm afraid that isn't possible, despite what tricksters claim and those posing as apostles. For power is never taken, it is always within. The return, the awakening, can neither end nor begin. We are stars, orbiting stars, nourished by those bigger than our glowing, beating hearts, yet never separate, for we all interconnect. We can only peel back the veil we never truly forget. Look to the day star and soak the rays. Your power can never be taken away. All bound together by sun del sol, as one, our solar plexus nexus. Some choose the warring chess game, but it's music which I play. For in harmonies and symphonies, nefarious agendas fade. Sunrise, sunshine, sunset, have no fear nor regret. Turn your face to the sun. Fear not the great Ra Set. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Kaira. Wow. I'm going to need a moment to get my head around some of the things you're saying. Our power can never be taken.
We can give it away. I mean, if you're not aware of where you're putting your energy, you can fucking channel it wherever you, wherever you sort of are complacent with it. But
So, I wonder what you said about, you know, just before you recited the poem about. What were your words? Well, like, we can tap into this frequency anytime. We don't need to wait for any grand scheme to come up and change the world. We can be the change. Could you elaborate on that?
I think that's about it, really.
That's about it.
Let me ponder.
Because we talked about ways to change society so much on this show, right? And here's a really beautiful idea that, you know, doesn't necessitate any big organization to come around and make big plans and big
schemes. It's just that, like, the inner or the within can get missed and jumped, kind of cut before the horse styles, if the focus is so externally based that the core is being neglected and it's kind of collapsing within. Like, Asada Shakur talks about, you know, we don't just change the world, we allow ourselves to be changed, because everything that is within the world that has been painful or challenging or unfair, you know, imperialism, patriarchy, whatever, these things, like, have imprinted us, you know? People growing up with absent fathers, with alcoholism, with abuse, with addiction, with, you know, these different inequalities and hardships. We're not removed from all these things. We're in the water, you know? That's the air we breathe or whatever. So, and I'm not saying focus only on inward change. I'm just saying integration of inward and outward, as within, so without. That's all. Like, I'm not saying anything new.
Yeah. That's ancient wisdom.
Mm.
What about the ancient wisdom in living foods and plants?
Yeah. So connecting in with the trees. I came across that term kind of recently, eating living foods, and
what does it mean?
It's interesting because some people would think that eating an animal is like, oh, that's a living food because it used to be a living being, but that's eating a dead food.
Right.
And so living food is food that, for example, sprouts, like if you're sprouting alfalfa or mung beans or lentils or chickpeas, they're being grown in the sun and by water, and so the food is more alive than if it were just dried or processed or a dead animal, for example. And so the vibration of the food is different. So when you're eating living food, it's at a higher vibration, so it's more nourishing to all of our cells, because as we know, like, we're made up of cells, we're made up of atoms, everything is spinning, and this is te ao hurihuri, the ever-turning world. And so the more fluid and easeful your spin, you know, the more easeful your experience of life will be, in a way. So,
So
I've been enjoying eating living foods.
Nice. Me too, since 10 years. No dead animals, no...
Well, it's not just about the animals. It's also understanding that, like, canned foods, processed foods, refined foods, this is about whole and living foods.
Nice.
So it's not just, it doesn't just map up with vegan. I mean, you could be eating that something that's considered vegan but is still processed.
Yeah.
And so in terms of, like, yeah, you might not be eating an animal's body, but you could still be potentially eating things that are not that nourishing or supportive of your own cellular health. And for me, it's important to love and care for myself, not just animals outside of myself, you know? And So that's how it aligns for me.
Nice. Yeah, self-love is so important, eh?
Yeah. Mm. Nourishment all the way down to the nutrition cellular level.
Oh, yeah. About cellular levels, I'm just aware that maybe not everybody is so aware of, you know, ideas around frequencies and raising frequencies. What do you mean? We had episodes talking about conspiracy theories. There might be some people out there who don't believe in frequencies. How can you explain this?
If you've listened to a song, you've heard of frequency. If you've heard yourself speak, you've heard of frequency. It's like, it just is. It's not something to believe in or not. It just is.
It just is.
Like,
all right.
With it, like, that's why they have like taonga por, or they have sound healing, like Tibetan sound healing bowls or whatever. All of these instruments, they're tools. They produce oro. They produce vibration or frequencies, and they can enter you at a cellular level and provide calm, like, or provide immense angst if the frequency's whack. Like, you've experienced that. Everyone's experienced that. You go to a movie and it could, like, make your stomach turn because of the, like, the bombastic, action-packed, blah, drama, kind of hectic, traumatic, kind of violent, whatever. Like, it can produce that in our bodies. We feel it. So, whatever.
Right. Right. Okay, it just is. Well, I'm a believer. I am, like, a believer.
People have already felt it, whether they consciously understand it or not. We are. Yeah. People have a frequency themselves. Like,
yeah. All right. Yeah, I believe so.
Should we do another poem?
Please do. Yeah. What, okay. An elegant segue.
This one's for my sisters. It's called She a Shapeshifter. Okay. She a shape shifter. She a shape shifter, vibe lifter, high frequency, ain't stoop to no grifter. The beauty of the present, the universe gifter. Said the beauty of the present, the universe gifter. She a time traveler, great unraveler, hips casting spells like abracadabra. I could do this all day, all roads many ways, soak the sun's rays. You're messing with me, but I'll never be fazed. Said you're messing with me, but I'll never be fazed. She a spell caster, everlaster. Babylon's tricks ain't never get past her. Messing with the goddess, how you spell disaster. You messing with the goddess, how you spell disaster. I could do this all day, all roads many ways, soak the sun's rays. You're messing with me, but I'll never be fazed. Said you're messing with me, but I'll never be fazed. Everything passed just like the moon's phase. Black snake killers, timeline flippers, raise a child right, yeah, it takes a village. We're caring for the earth, no more rape and pillage. So we're caring for the earth, no more rape and pillage. She a songstress, a high priestess, temple of the sun, a Triskan empress, churning out songs, no sweat, no stress. Came here to create, rebirth, express, overflow with love I could never suppress. Respect to the queen, divine goddess, nurture with love, we give it our best. The borders, the boundaries, we're gonna transgress. It's flow state o'clock, we timeless. Flow state o'clock, we timeless. Timeline jump, timeline switch, as the wind blows the matrix glitch. Yeah, we up in this, pulling out tricks, yearning for freedom, I'm scratching that itch. She a time traveler, great unraveler, hips casting spells like abracadabra. I could do this all day, all roads many ways, soak the sun's rays. You're messing with me, but I'll never be fazed. Said you're messing with me, but I'll never be fazed. Everything passing just like a moon's phase. I create what I speak, I say, I am that I am. I'm a beautiful day, yeah, I'm feeling real fine. Okay, okay.
Okay.
Said I'm feeling real fine. Okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
She an avatar, travel far, star walker, ain't drive no car. Of the four winds under her heart. I could do this all day, all roads many ways, soak the sun's rays. You're messing with me, but I'll never be fazed.
Damn. Never be fazed.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, the moon, it's just, yeah, the moon has its own phases, but yeah. We don't have to be fazed by the phases.
Right. Yeah, I suppose not. Hmm. She's a shapeshifter.
Hmm. Shapey for short.
A shapey shapeshifter, even.
Yeah. I mean, it's that theme of kind of rebirth and adaptability, whether that's a chameleon or a snake shedding its skin or a phoenix rising from the ashes. There's always that that imagery and that mythology of surviving and blooming. I mean, it's springtime, isn't it?
It is springtime, and I think there's probably a lot of phoenixes rising from the ashes.
Unfurling those wings.
Oh, yeah. Time to rise. Wow. By the way, for all of you listeners out there, this is a very important notice. The local body elections are online. They're all happening. They are ready to go. Please go and cast your vote if you're interested in democracy. This is a great way to practice your rights and to have an influence. Law kind of prevents me from telling you my favorite candidates without getting in trouble. So I'm not going to give any recommendations out here. Just inform yourself. What do you really stand for? What are the values that you believe in? And see which candidates kind of aligns with those. Unfortunately, there's not always a lot of transparency around what candidates stand for. So some of them are very transparent. Maybe they are making it easier for people to decide for them. Yeah. Voting. Voting is cool. What do you think about voting, Kara?
I came to talk about trees.
I had that suspicion that you're not going to let yourself be roped into that conversation. That's fine. I love talking about trees too. Trees are a way, like, I vote with my time too, right? What do I spend my time on? And I like to vote for trees as well. Definitely. This is...
although, like, I mean, the world is beautiful. Like, the other day I went for a walk and then... I was walking through like a park and I spent some time down by the stream. I think it's the Concord Stream possibly. And I was like, oh, beautiful, loving these trees. There were great yellow flowers and stuff. And then I went back like a week later and the entire stream had been planted, I think, by the Task Force Green group. So like awesome, awesome mahi there. It was just all these new trees and tussocks and stuff. And I'm like, you know, like I'm not vibing. I'm not resonating with the council generally as a colonial structure. But, like, appreciate the tree planting. Like, thank you. And it'd be nice if those people got paid for their work. But nonetheless, very valuable contributions being made. So, cool. It's amazing how fast those kind of changes can come about. You know, you come back in a week and then, boom, it's all planted. Like, yes.
Yes. Yes. Trees. How to transform colonial institutions? That's like such a big question. And maybe trees are also the answer to that question. Planting trees, lots of trees.
Being with them.
Being with them, listening to them. Yeah, I'm thinking back about this episode about ecotherapy that we had. That was such a beautiful one. With Tony McAlane. It's online if you want to listen back to that one. That's a very beautiful one.
Nice.
Yeah. So we have...
Do you have a favorite tree?
Do I have a favorite tree?
Yeah.
Well, being from Germany, I have a strong connection with the oak tree.
Oh.
And also having that Russian heritage through my mom's side, the Siberian heritage. I'm very connected to the... to the birch tree.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, these are my power trees.
I always feel supported by the gum trees because I was born in Australia, but I've not spent much time there, and so having the gum trees presence is really nice. I don't have to be in Australia, I can just have them here.
yeah
but I also love the ake.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful, beautiful native tree.
Yeah,
burgundy red, kind of fiery kind of look to them. An amazing orange in a kind of bark, like so beautiful.
From the native trees, probably Manuka or Kanuka. They're just such powerful healers, and I really love using them for medicine. Manuka oils or Kanuka oils. Okay, we have about 1 minute left in this episode, Kyra. What are we going to do with it? Is that enough time for two hooks, or are we just going to sign off now?
I don't know. I'm just going to quickly check if I have something short enough.
In the meantime, I would like to invite you again to follow me over to Radio 1 with the Spinning Yarns and Duke with Sean with a new exciting show, and also to stay tuned for the updates about Revolution Radio here at Otago Access Radio. There's something cooking in the kitchen, not confirmed, so I can't speak to that yet. I'd like to thank everybody who was listening to all these episodes and who was coming as my guests, and to the technicians and managers and supporters here at the station. It's been such a beautiful journey, and I love doing this work. Just getting out there, talking with people about things that matter to me and to other people. Thank you for everybody who was giving feedback and talking to me about the shows. That's been really amazing, this journey since the beginning of this year. And I'm kind of sad to leave this, but I'm also happy to move on to new adventures and evolve a bit. And I think we will just gonna leave it there today. Ke kaha, everybody. Embrace those changes, raise the frequencies, and stay radical.
Coming.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.